Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, you know, we want to talk about this prophetic word that we talked about and loosed on the air, Cindy Jacobs gave, about we need to be on alert, because what she's saying is there's a 9/11 potential type attack being formed against America, which kind of lines up with all the things that we've been hearing ourselves and others have been hearing, but we can pray against these things and they can stop. But I want you to be able to first hear John read this word from Cindy Jacobs, again, this prophetic warning, and she's calling people to prayer over this. And then I want to show you that right after you heard it for the first time on VFN TV and data radio program, ABC News reports it on the World News, that this is what's taking place, and you'll be able to see that too. Listen up.
This report came from Charisma News, and this is what it states. It said, a few months ago, the Lord had gave me to issue a warning called Shields Up to pray for the protection of our nation.
This is
Cindy Jacobs speaking. Mm-hmm. Then she begins to say that tonight, while reading my Bible, the following passage leapt off the page. And it's in Daniel 9:12, and it states that, and he has confirmed his words which he spoke us and against our judges, and judged us by bringing upon us a great disaster for under the whole heaven, such as never been done and was done in Jerusalem. And she begins to say that it does not take a prophet to realize that America's in trouble. We all know that there are many radical extremists who hate us. This is not new. However, as I read this verse, I was shaken by it. This is what I am hearing. There is another attack on the scale of 9/11 being planned. As I prayed to pinpoint how to intercede, I immediately heard these words: close all the gates. All borders must be closed to terrorists and those who would aid them. This includes all airport, customs, checkpoints, as well as border crossings. We must pray for our custom and border agents to have eagle's eyes to see any potential persons trying to make their way into the United States. We must also pray for all public points of transportation. And so this word was just given.
Just given, just released. And it was confirmed as we released it on the air. It was confirmed by ABC News. As a matter of fact, take a look at this.
Breaking headline from Washington tonight. The terror fears late today. U.S. authorities calling for new and sweeping security precautions at airports around the world. There is new concern terrorists are plotting right now. And I want to bring an ABC senior justice correspondent, Pierre Thomas, tonight working his sources. First of all, these new security measures, what are we talking about, Pierre?
David, today Homeland Security is asking some airports overseas to expand their screening of passengers before flying to the United States. Here's what sources say you can look for: more random screening, intense scrutiny of electronics, and expanded use of bomb detection machines.
Pierre, where do we think authorities believe the planning is actually taking place, and what are they most concerned about?
David, this is about fears someone could try to smuggle a bomb onto a plane headed to the U.S. Intelligence sources say some of the innovative bomb makers from Yemen, the same people who designed the Christmas 2009 underwear bomb plot, appear to be teaming up with thousands of al-Qaeda fighters in Syria. Many are from Western countries, and they could have easy access to the homeland. Just today, a 19-year-old woman from the Denver suburbs was arrested for trying to go to Syria to join fighters there.
That was a troubling headline late today. Pierre Thomas live in Washington. Pierre.
And then our response to this is that this is exactly what the Lord's laying on. Yeah. But you can pray that this would stop. Understand our border patrol and our security. They need our prayers. What's she saying specifically about that?
Airport customs, checkpoints, all border crossings. We must also pray for our border patrol agents to have eagle's eyes,
yes,
for any potential persons trying to make their way into the United States.
Yes.
And we also must pray for all points of public transportation.
And understand, a pastor just turned in one of his parishioners who was plotting a terrorist attack on, you know, partnering with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And they just arrested her.
Oh, wow.
And I believe it was between the last 24 hours,
Wow.
Which means God's answering prayer.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yes.
God's answering prayer. So pray, understand God's not saying, oh, this is going to happen. Don't worry. You know, why would he tell us if he didn't know? He wants somebody to stand in the gap so the land would not be destroyed. And so we just join Cindy Jacobs, and we join all the ones that are having a trumpet call across the nation saying, dear Lord, Be with our Border Patrol. Be with our security guards at all of our airports. Be with those that are standing guard over our borders. Give them a supernatural grace and give them eagle eyes and grace to deal with it and authority that will back them up. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.